Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll be having Shir Bez Hashem today and Wednesday. And then after Pesach, we resume the Monday after. In other words, even though Pesach's already over by Wednesday, but that's Yisro Chag, so I don't expect big crowds. So we'll wait till the following Monday. And okay, today's Shir is about Efshar L'Sochto. So, Efshar L'Sochto, the simple pshat, means like this. You know, you learn Hilcha Shabbos, as your schita. So, schita, you know, you take something and you squeeze it out. So, we're not exactly taking a piece of meat and squeezing it, but the question is like this. Say you have a piece of meat that was cooked with milk. So now it's basar b'cholof. Okay? So, say the piece of meat was 5 units and the milk was 1 unit. So the 1 unit of milk came into the meat, and there's no shishim because it's only 5 to 1. It's not 60 to 1. So now the piece of meat was nesar. So now say you take this piece of meat and you cook it in a big vat faced with potatoes. And the potatoes have more than 60 than the whole meat story. So would we say the following, that the milk of the meat will come out into the potatoes, be bottled into the potatoes, and now maybe the piece of meat should be mutter now, because the milk came out. But even if the milk didn't come totally out, but maybe now there should be at least shishim in the meat to the milk, because you kept cooking the milk with the potatoes, and it became bottled in the potatoes, so it's not going to go back in. So now maybe the whole thing should be mutter. Or say you have a piece of meat that a piece of meat that was cooked with non-kosher vegetables. And the time the vegetables came in, the meat, and it wasn't bottled. And then you take that meat and you cook it in a big vat of potato, a million potatoes. And the time of the non-kosher vegetables will come out of the meat into the potatoes and be bottled in the potatoes. So now, will that piece of meat now revert to be mutter? So that's the question of Efshar L'Sochto. Efshar L'Sochto, the question is even though it doesn't literally use squeezing, but it means that something that a piece of meat or whatever, any chaticha that became usher, will it revert to becoming mutter if you cook it with something that's batal? Because the time should come out and go with the other thing, it will be batal. So the original chaticha that become neseres, does it revert now to become mutter? That means efshel sochta, means you squeezed out the iser, so to speak. Not literally squeeze it out, but through the cooking, the tam iser came out, and does that piece of meat become, or whatever, it doesn't have to be a piece of meat, it could be potatoes that became usser, or whatever became usser. So that's the Gemara. Didmar Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Adami, Efshar L'Sochto Usser. Shmuel, Rav Shimon Bar, Rebbe, Rav Shlokish, Adami, Efshar L'Sochto Mutter. So that's the question. Look at Rashi, Micah Sover, Rav Be'efshal Sochto B'Isu Shenivla Beheter, and Asam Botam, Be'Asro, V'Chazer Bichol Heter Hazeh, Im Heter Acha She'efshar Isu Anivla, Be'Zel Lisochit Mimenu, V'Licholach Beheter Achron, Ve'im Yikishol Asal Achron. Yikasav Hutu Gam Harishon, V'Nei Shenivla Ha'Isu Mimenu. L'chilo adosha dein vad l'nisa l'chadchilo. Mi b'dievet shor lechol af harishon. In other words, l'chadchilo, you don't do such a thing. Because ein vad l'nisa l'chadchilo. Because if you're going to cook it with another thing to get the time out, just to mevatel it, you don't necessarily do that. But if it was done, and like it would be mutter. We're toast to Efshel Sochto Mutter, Pesh Dievedi Nischa Ha'isav Nisbatel Muteris, Chatiha Shvoyen Aseris. Chachilei Mavadla Nisach Mufirish Bekuntras. So this is the story of Efshel Lusochto. So what is it dependent upon? This question. So if you look in the Ran, there's a famous Ran on page 3. Long Ran Chulin. He says, "Me'atah yeshlusha olamaylo shaklina v'tavinin pe'agir anash v'efshu sohtu imutur lo." Nearly the Mikar, the Mil Sahi, East of the Mishum, the Bosso, Bachal of Medina, Efshel Sohto also, Hatir Azam Nasas Nevela, Hishu Chacham and the Vrain, Bachal Isuim, Benishan Zarv of Minim, Shlomin, Bosso Bachal, Anana Hamid, and Kasover, Phil Bosso Bachal, Shilu Nisha, Chal of Shabo, Yeh Bosso Mutter, Meata, Enis of Bosso Mahmas Azmo, Mahmas Chal of Shabo, became Shakane, Emu Din, Shrekhatir Azam Nasas Nevela, Azir Shishim. So he has a whole long discussion here, and it seems that it's contingent upon Hanan. Meaning, if you hold that once the Chaticha becomes Aser, because there was no Shishim, so you have a piece of meat, and then you have non-kosher vegetables that were cooked with the meat, and there was no Shishim, and now the whole Chaticha is a Chavtza Shal Aser, because you say Hanan. So then, I understand, Efshel Sochto is going to be Aser, because even if you can get the vegetable tam out through cooking it again, but the whole chaticha became a chefza shalissa. Even the meat became a chefza shalissa. So if you hold Hanan, then efshel sochto is going to be osa. But if you don't hold Hanan, so that means that only the thing that became the asadika thing that went into the piece of meat is going to be Osir, but the meat really never is. Technically, you can't eat the meat because there's the vegetable tam is Osir, but the meat really technically is kosher. It's just in reality you can't eat it because there's tam iser shabo. But if you can get that tam iser out, then you don't say Hanan. The nefshel sochto should be mutter. So that's what the Ran seeming to say, that the Chora based on the Gemara, that these two things are haba hatalia. That whether you say efshel sochto mutter is taller, or also is taller when you say Hanan or not. Then it should come out that we discuss whether you say Hanan b'shari surim, so machlok is Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, then so bosa b'cholov, you definitely say Hanan, so you'll never be able to be matrit. And by shari surim, Rabbeinu Ephraim says you don't say it by shari surim, so then you should say efshel sochto mutter. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, you do say it by Shari Surim, so Efshel Sochto would be awesome.
But even if it's Hanan, it would still, even if it's Hanan, the whole piece, even if it wasn't Hanan, the whole piece would be Aser. So why would it be
Aser? Also technicality. That how can I eat the piece if there's Tam Iser? But if some way I can get the Tam Iser, the meat really is technically still mutter.
Right.
It was infected by a Dover Iser.
But I meant there that even if it's Hanan, so there'll still be Shishim to be Mavat of a piece of meat, won't there?
If what?
There'll still be Shishim of the potatoes to be Mavat of a piece of meat, even if you say Hanan.
Right.
So shouldn't it be?
Doesn't matter. Because even if you get the Dover Isser from the piece of meat out into the potatoes, the meat itself became a Cheftzah Shal Isser,
the
Torah Satsma.
The whole Chatif of meat, so then even if it's a chatzah.
No, but once it was affected, and you say chanan, so then the whole chaticha became a chatzah sholis.
And it can be bottle?
No, right, because the meat itself now is also b'toras atzma. Because once that dover iser infiltrated that piece of meat, now the piece of meat is also b'toras atzma. So even if you'll be able to extricate the tam iser from that piece of meat, the meat itself is still a dover iser.
Can it still be bottled
up? No.
No.
It can be bottled in the potatoes, stuff that comes out. Yeah. The potatoes will be bottled, fine. But I want to know whether the piece of meat, the original piece of meat that was cooked with tray vegetables, and now became aser. And now you're going to take that piece of meat and cook it with potatoes, and there'll be shishim. So the tam of the vegetables will come out. Well, what's the status of the original piece of meat that become us? So l'chora, the simple shot is if you say chanan, that means that the piece of meat became also b'toras atzmo. So even if I'm able to get out the tam of the vegetables that were aser, the piece of meat still chefzer shalisa, even if there's no vegetables left. Because chaticha nasas nevela, the whole chefza became nevela. But if you hold that you don't say chanan, so that means that the iser and the piece of meat is just the vegetables itself.
There was still be mutter in the potato. Once it moves into the potatoes, there will still be mutter.
Yeah, in the potatoes is mutter, which will be shishim if they're shishim. I want to know about in other words, the focus of chanan of efshar l'sochto mutter is on that original piece of meat. Whew. Now, the Ritva has a different shot in Nefshul Sokhto. He says, no, even if you hold, he says here, Murizah Omer B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGadol, that's the Ramban, bottom of page 4 here, five lines from the bottom in the fourth column, Rabbeinu HaGadol. In other words, Efshul Sokhto Mutter doesn't mean that the original piece is going to be Mutter. The original piece is going to be Asa, no matter what, according to everybody. So what is Efshul Sokhto Mutter? It's just a restatement of Chanan. That you only need shishim keneged the bliya, not keneged the whole thing. But no one ever said that the original piece is going to be mutter. Okay, but that's one shita. The main shita is this idea of the Rashi and the Ran and all these Rishonim that say the nidon of efshel sochto mutter osa is on the original piece of meat. Could it revert back to become mutter or not? Now there is a very important Shut HaRashba. Tav Tzadi Hei, this is page 6. Manish Tashem Estapek L'cho Agam בכל שנופל עבדי רבין בתפשו בשקודי שישים ונסר התפשו וכך הנופל עצוקו היתר ורבו עליו עם מותר עם לאו So that's the question. Tchil is called Dovar Etzterach Lahakdim Hakdom Achas Vish HaChatiche Shabu L'Isr Ve'im Bak Levatel Asa Isr Yifshar Lachzor Ul'Hatira L'Olam So he says that it's never anything that becomes usr is always going to be usr. If there wasn't shishim in the original chaticha, it's going to remain usr. Bottom line, e efshar lahatir osam chaticha is osam yirachas. E efshar. Now, what is he saying? Yefshur. So, if you look further, take a look for a second. Take a look in the Torah for a second. On page 9. Kosev HaRashba. And these Torahs, Rabbi Sakazu, we'll see it inside. In Shar Al Vavam and Beis, if you want to see it inside. See if I... It's quoting the Bais HaKotzer here, but let's look in the Torah. It's just easier for a second. So the Torah writes, "Kosev HaRashba afal pi she'ein chaticha shebolo isur nasas nevela." Till now we were saying lechora the din of efshel l'sochto mutar osur is tolein chanan. If you hold chanan, then the chaticha can't be mutar. If you don't hold from chanan, then it can. The Rashba says no. Even if you don't hold from chanan, even if it's not nasas nevela. Afal pi she'ein chatich shebolo isur nasas nevela ve'ena oseres elo fi cheshbon isur shebo afal pi kein shenofelos l'kedeiros sheyesh b'shishon mevatel isur habalul shebo ein chaticha chozeres l'kadmusa l'hetera lefi she'isur shebo einu niflos mimeno l'gamrei ve'einu nivlo l'toch heter shebekedeira. So the Rash Bashita is that a chaticha that became oser. Say you have a piece of meat that you cooked with non-kosher vegetables and there was no shishim, and then you took that piece of meat and you cooked it with potatoes, a million potatoes, and any time that comes out should be bottled with potatoes, the original pizza doesn't become bottled, even if you don't hold from Chanan. Why not? So the simple pshat, the Balabatish pshat, is because how could I ever know how much came out? Even if it's anything that could come out, will be bottled in the potatoes. But how do I know how much came out? I don't know. So maybe, if enough came out that I now have shishim, that was originally when I cooked a piece of meat with non-kosher vegetables, I didn't have shishim. Now that I took the piece of meat and I cook it now with the potatoes, now the time of the vegetables coming out of the meat, so maybe now I have shishim in the meat, connected whatever non-kosher vegetable time is in there, and it should be mutter, but how am I to know how much really came out? So maybe, in other words, if enough came out that really now I have shishim in the original piece of meat, keneged the vegetables, it should be mutter. But if I don't, then it won't be mutter. So who says how much came out? Well, you're right, potentially everything could come out. But we don't have a right to assume that. So Mamela, since we don't have a right to assume that, so Mamela, it's going to remain awesome. That's the simple shot. Now, there's a phrase, let's try to find that phrase, that he says that if you can be mad, in other words, we know in Hilchas Hechsher Kelim, there's a concept of Hagola. And the concept of Hagola is that you have treifus in the kli, it comes out when you do the Hagola. But, and we assume everything came out. So he says that you don't say that his lashon is, if you would say that efshar l'sochto would be mutter, Rashba has a lashon, we'll have to find it. Nimtzeis hagala ba'ochlin. Oh, where's that? Where's the lashon? Yeah, here we go. Which line is it? Yeah, for Amr Li Mishmo. Oh, I'm at in K Matsino Hagala Ba'ochel. We don't have such a thing of Hagala Ba'ochel. In other words, you have a piece of meat that has a bli of isser. You don't just say, so dip it into a big vat of water, and then the tam will come out and be bottled in the water. You don't say so. We only have hagala by kalim. Because kalim is easier. Because once a tam comes into a food, it's much more embedded than when it goes into a kli that doesn't have its own tam. It's easier to get niflat. So he says, if we would say that, it would be hagala ba'ochlin, there's not such a thing as hagala ba'ochlin. So the verb must be, by ochlin you can't assume that everything came out. Now there's a verb we said over Rav Salvechik that I wasn't so convinced with, that he says this, and he says it to explain this idea as well. But I'm not convinced that that's what the Rashba meant. I think the Rashba just meant balabatish, that you can't assume that everything came out. His word is, ein bittel ela betchila satarovis. So you only say bittel in the so even though later on stuff came out, but the tchila satarovis, you didn't have shishim, so then ein bittel ela betchila satarovis. So I'm not convinced that there is such a concept of ein bittel ela betchila satarovis. We discussed this in previous shiurim. I feel Pashtus is you can have bittel, but he's saying who says that you have the right amount? And that's this Rashba here on page 7. Dvar me'elu shamarnu in the Bais Hakotzer. Sheina haticha she'asur nachmas b'li ashar asurim nasas nevele v'ena oseres al fi cheshba na yisur shabba v'mokim noflo l'vasov l'kder acher she'ish b'shishim k'dei levatel ha'yisur ha'balu shabba ena chatik v'asma chozeres l'atera fi she'ishur shabba ena niflat l'gamri v'mena. It's not nifla lagamri. There ain't no nivla b'toch ha-chetah shuk derev. Now, she'en came b'dover ha-nivla, etc. Yeah.
But maybe, it doesn't leave the gamri, but it's not going to be no same time. You shouldn't I have a right to now taste it and see before.
Right.
It was no same time. So now, shouldn't I have, or maybe the nochinam, maybe you don't have a right to
taste. Right, so who is that kasha?
Or is he saying that since, like once it's aser, like, it's just aser, and even though it's not going to be no same time anymore, that's what. It's just done.
Right, so this kasha that you're asking is asked by who? The Beis Yosef. So let's take a look at the Beis Yosef.
And
let's look at the Beis Yosef. He has your kasha. Page 9. Beis Yosef. Third line. Utmili, di me hai taima. So you could say that this is one of Salvechik's word. There's one something is also in Bidl B'tchilas HaTorah. You could say, like someone would say, it's only a din derabanan that they didn't want to be matter, something that became also because Chlezi will make a mistake or whatever it is. But, yeah, that's his question. Yeah. So that's the story. So again, so either you could say that the klal of Efshal Sochto Aser is Tolu and Chanan. But the Rashba broke through and said no. Even if Chanan is Mutter, Efshel's. So the male, according to the Mechaber, he holds that you don't say Chanan B'Shari Surim. So if you say the first Cheshbon, so then the Chaticha should be able to be Mutter. But if you say like the Rashba, even if you don't say Chanan, then even though you don't say Chanan, the Chaticha Rishona is still a surah, because who says it all came out, and you can and the Beis Yosef Kasha l'Tamik Feila, but still the Yasid.
So is the Rashba passing the Efshel
Sochto Aser?
Is that how he's passing?
Yeah, Efshel Sochto is Aser. Efshel Sochtos also, but not because we say Chanan.
Yeah, no.
That's his Chiddush. Because without the Rashba, you'd say the only reason Efshel Sochtos also is because you hold Chanan. He's saying, if you don't hold Chanan, that's the Chiddush of the Rashba. Even if you don't hold Chanan, Efshel Sochtos is still going to become.
According to the
other sheet, is right, that it's Tolly and Chanan, that'll become Mutter, but Basel B'chol will be different, right? So now the question is, so how do we paskin? So in this issue, there's like a tailor-made stira in the Shulchan Aruch. Mamish, when you'll see the stira, it's like made for a shear, you know, like a stira made for a shear. In one place, the Shulchan Aruch says the Chaticha Rishona remains Aser, and one place he says it's Mutter. And there are like five terutzim to this kasha. So let's see. Page 10. Sadi Beis Dalet. Omer Chaticha Asma Nasas Nevela Ela Bebosim Cholov Ela Lo Beshari Surim. Okay, that's the Mecha Beshita. Kon Gazai Schelo Shenivlo Bechaticha Vema Shishim Levatlo Venasa Vachacha Bishlo Im Chachreir Hein Tzorach Mel Shishim. Right, that's the Rash Beshita. That's the Mecha Beshita that you hold like Rabbein Ephraim. Kidei Gazai Schelo Azaf. And so once Vaz Afilu Chaticha Atzma Choseres Lios Muteres. Is it? Beferish Az Chaticha Atzma Choseres Lios Muteres. So he says Beferish that against the Rashba Pashas. That means it's all Tolu in Chanan. And if you don't hold from Chanan, so Bashari Surim like Rabbein Ephraim, so then the Tam could. We assume all the time comes out, or at least enough time that you'll have shishim, and even the Chaticha Rishona comes to have to be mutter. Okay? So that's very clear, right? As clear as could be. Okay? Now you want to see something else? Another thing that's as clear as could be? On page 12? Kuvav. Alf. Chaticha Shabala Isser Vim Bashishim Lavadlo Shanafal Gadeir Inno Seros Alfi Chesh Ben Isser Shabal Isma Bashim Gadeir Mitzur Vim Chaticha Asa Shishim Gadeir Gadeir Isser Habalu Ba So it's Asa Mudu Mashim Gadeir So Chaticha Shabala Isser and you don't have Shishim and it fell into another Gadeir. So it only asks Lefi Cheshbon, you don't say Chanan. Aval, bottom line, Chaticha Atzma Asura. Kisha. Isur Shabba, Eina Niflot Mimeno Gabri. How do you think of that? Isn't that like a tailor-made steer? Puts the Magide Shirim business. Okay. So the chastir. Rav Abadi once showed me a bir hagra in Hilchas Yontif. I should Xerox it once. In Hilchas Yontif, where he writes that the Mechaber Soser himself, Kayadua. In other words, he's not, sometimes he holds like this way, sometimes he holds that way. He Soser himself, and you don't have to lose sleep trying to be Miyashay. Kayadua, the Mechaber Soser himself. That's what he writes. In fact, this fellow, Rabbi Eli Stern, wrote a doctorate on the Gra. So I showed him this piece that Rabbi Abadi pointed out to me, this Gra in Hilchas Yontif. So he quotes it in a footnote in the doctorate of this Nakuda. So then we could go home now. We could go home. We don't have to look for any yeshuvim. So we'll see. Maybe that's going to be one of the answers in the end. But so this is the famous theory between Tzadi Beis and Kuvav. So I guess we have to go through the Teru. I mean, really, if we had time, I would make you guys break your head for 2 hours and see what you have to say. That's what we should be doing here. Right. So that guy can do my regular shiur, but over here we have time constraints. So I'll give you all the terutzim of the achronim, and then you can think which you think is more pashtus when you're doing chazara. Of this. So what do we do? So we start with the shach. Right, Shach gets Kedima a lot. So Rav Soloveitchik said he considers the Shach one of the Gedolim since the Chasim is at Talmud. I heard this from Rabbi Winevsky. Rav Soloveitchik said, how many Gedolim were there since after the Chasim is at Talmud? He says, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Shach, the Goin, the Zayda. So he's on the list, the short list. Okay, so the Shach says, a few, look at the Shach on page 11. Tema, the Lakaman, Reisim and Kuvav, because of the Chatich Atzma Medes Bisura. Right, it's a stira. So the Rav Goshem having shehem dvarm sosim zezek. You see, if you look in Kuvav, the Rama himself points out that there's a stira. You look in Kuvav. Look in Kuvav on page 13. 3, 4, fifth line. Reini go the low kamocha kosov lel simon tzadi beis. Dav also chatich muteris. So he himself is pointing this out. So the Shach continues. Ugdesha lo yisteru hadvarim ze and ze kol kach yashir. Shekosu mikodin gabim cholam. If I wrote of muta b'shishim kol mochem achaticha pisur medes nimuru v'schabe ve'ena makira ena b'teila be'elaf v'kamashmalan enkin v'shari surim el the batal barov she'ena makira kevin ve'ena isum machmas atzma. So the Shach is saying like this. There was, he paskin here chaticha asma choseres lios muteres. So what's he saying over there in Kuvav? What's he saying in Kuvav? So he's saying in Kuvav, he's talking about Vatal Chaticha. In other words, if you have the Chaticha, you know where the Chaticha is. So the Chaticha Atzma is Choser Slios Muteres. But what if you have a Chaticha that fell into the pot with other Chatichas? In other words, you have a Chaticha that had a Bliasis, that there was no Shishu. But, so it fell in a pot. But the Chora, maybe it shouldn't be bottled because it's Chaticha Ruyas Kabit. So it shouldn't be bottled. Right? But we know that the din of Chaticha Ruyas Kabit is only if the Chaticha is also Machmas Atzma. If the Chaticha Ruyas Kabit is not also Machmas Atzma, only Alta Bliya, then there's no din of Chaticha Ruyas Kabit. So again, Tamashikosu Karmas Lomishi, Shikosu Mikodim Gabi Bosu Bicholov, Tav wrote the Mutta Bishishim Kamokam Chaticha Bisura Medes, Timuril is Kabed, the Ena Makira, Ena Batela, Be'alov Kamashman, they came Bishari Surim, Ela the Batel Barov, Shayna Makira, came in the Ena Samach Masasma. Kamon Rish Sim Kufalov, as a field Chaticha Asma Chosel Zios Muteres, Mutta Lechol Kulam. So he's saying like this. No, I think I said it the opposite. He says like this. In a Hanami, he paskins that you can't assume that the time went out. So, right? But in Sadi Beis, he's saying a different word. He's saying, what if the chaticha became batel and mixed in with other chatichas. Now you don't know where it is. So do we say now that you can't eat any of them because you have one iser? So the chaticha itself doesn't become mutter, but now that's the din kuvav. The chaticha doesn't become mutter. But what if it's batel? What if you have the chaticha that became aser? And now it's mixed in other chatichas. So he's saying, so that chaticha iser shouldn't be mutter, but now it's a bottle in the other chatichas. But it's a chaticha rule is kabed, so maybe it should aser everything else. So there he's saying that no, here it's going to be bottle because you don't say the din of chaticha rule is kabed because it's not iser machmas atzma. So inochanami. So the answer is like this. In Kuvav, he's talking about where you know where the chaticha is that became osur. And it didn't become mixed in. It became, you're cooking it now with something else, and now, even though you have shishim levato, but this chaticha is still going to be osur. In Tzadi Beis, he's talking about when the chaticha that became osur fell into other kedera, and now you don't see where it is. You don't know where it is. So even though you can bevato v'tam, but maybe it's a chaticha rui l'skabit. And therefore, it shouldn't be also. So that to say, the din of chaticha rulis kabe doesn't apply over here, because it's not iser machmas atzma. So that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying in Sadi Beis. So so in the Chanan, he holds from this Rashba that the Chaticha doesn't become mutter. But if it's going to be batel, then it'll become mutter because it's batel. It'll become mutter because it's batel. Ah, Chaticha Rulis Kabit is not batel, but this is not a din Chaticha Rulis Kabit because it's a machmas davar acher. So that's the Shach's teretz. Okay. Then the Be'er HaGoyla on page 12, he says two terutzim Gimel. On page 12, in the Be'er HaGoyla on the margin. Hatam kozav leis yosu shekein matzo acharei kein sham betshuva afal pi deleis leitayma zir kem shekvar nesor l'ola masura ad sheyiflo kulo l'gamer v'odomi dov ha'nivlo v'nimov v'shamach ha'chom mzar v'zay mzay shav v'chashiv kiv v'nifra kulo v'kan chozav m'chaber v'ma shekosav l'el simen tzari b'ez. In other words, in a chanami, he changed his mind. It's chozav, like Rav Yosef in the Gra. Yeah, sometimes the m'chaber sows himself. In a chanami, he was chozav. And I guess he didn't want to. Tzadi Beis already went to the printer, so, you know, Kufan, he was just leave it. Yeah. Hopefully, the guys who do Tzadi Beis will get the Kufan, and then they'll see that he was closer. But that's one part shot. But then he says, "Vanochel ani as daiti mashkosul el shachozeres lewis muteres b'din Torah." Came in the end of noticing tam. Kam midrabanan. He says, "That's a, in other words, this din is only a din. In other words, Tzadi Beis is the real din d'oraisa. It's chozer lewis muteres, and kuvav is a chomer midrabanan." Okay, so we have three, and then there's a placey. Place as Katikas of Hazara, Sakron Hikshu, the Kamans, and the Kuvbov, Posak and Machabed, and we call Mokam Machatika Sura. So he says a sharp shot. He says, Ulai Iri the Kaman, the Mimishay Namino. So he says, in Kuvbov, it's Mimishay Namino, and Tzadi Beis is Mimbamino. Because Tzadi Beis is Chalev and Basar. So Chalev is a discussion whether Chalev and Basar is considered Menachadish or the Sumina. So he's assuming that it's min echad. Right, we discussed this when we discussed that Chazanish with the Rabbeinu Tam and the Hachu Tarba de Chelba de Nofalo de Kula de Brisra, whether that's a raya, that you don't say Chaticha Nefach Isser Lios Heter. We said no, but maybe it's, we saw one of the Sfarim points out that maybe it's a din of Mim Bemino, it's not Mim Sheino. So if Tzadi Beis is, so they're very simple, it says like this. Tzadi Beis is Mim Bemino, and Kuvav is Mim Shein Amino. So what's the whole word? The whole word is I can't assume for sure that it came out, right? So Tzadi Beis with the din of Shishim is Mim Bemino, is only din Drabanon. So something Drabanon Lakula, I can assume that enough came out and I now have Shishim. In Kuvav, it's Mim Shein Amino, is the din Daraisa, so then I have to go to Chumra and assume that I don't have Shishim. And that's the... That's the answer. So he says, "Why will come on be mim shein amino? That is your Torah. Okay, chasha shkudas ha machmirin. Havakan, maybe the chelul basav halimim amino, which because of Rashba mishmaik the yerushin is bashal. In case dvar Torah berov batal, the leke kan rak yisad rabbanon and posak kimakilin. So that is the fourth teretz. And then the Prima Godim wants to say just the opposite. That Sadi Beis Bos B'cheva, it's Mim B'sheinu Mino. And Kuvav is Mim B'mino. So how does that help? So he says, it's very simple, on page 16. It says very simple. If you have mim b'shein amino, that's, he knows, he's assuming basar chaylev is mim b'shein amino. So like Rabbi Tuchman said, get a chaylev, it'll be time, and it'll be mutter. But mim b'mino, you don't know whether you have shishim, and you can't get a chaylev because it's mim b'mino. So therefore you have to be machmer. So that's what he says. Beis Yisrael Omer, quotes from the Beis Yisrael, I don't know who that is. Kan chelav b'pasar ein amino. Efshal v'dei t'imo. L'chamam amino di efshal l'midame. V'akresi v'plesi kosov l'hepech. V'mino mayer kan. It's just the opposite. Showing. And then there's an Aruch HaShulchan, I think Rabbi Tuchman points out. Something along the line, I don't know if I put it, something along the lines is like, Sadi Beis is telling you the, in principle, it should be mutter. Because of, you don't say Chanan. So he's telling you the in principle, what's the din? It's true, it's totally Chanan. But then, you have this, it's sort of like what the Rashba is saying, the Be'er HaGol is saying, that the other thing is, yeah, then there's a technical Rabban, and the Lamaisa becomes Osa. So one is saying in principle, and one is saying what to do with Lamaisa. Okay. Now there's a tshuva on the Maram Lublin. Maram Lublin is our friend Maram in the back of the Gemara when you learn Tosfos with Maram, the bottom of the Marsha. So he wrote tshuvas also. So he has a question like this. That you took an onion and you cut it with a knife, a meat knife. And then you put it in like a milchik dish, like a, say a milchik omelet, and there's shishim in the tafshil connected the onion. So l'chora, so you have the pieces of onion there. So potentially you have the following problem, because the onion was cut with a meat knife. We didn't discuss the din of Dar V'Charif yet completely, but there's a din of Dar V'Charif that if you cut an onion with a meat knife, even though it's cold, the tam of the flesh goes into the onion. So now the meat, the onion is fleshic. So now you put it in the egg. Yeah, you know, you have an egg omelet with onions. But in the omelet is milk. So l'chora, you have a problem here because the milk will go into the onion. And now you'll have basar b'chalav in the onion. And then, so if it's something you can just pull out, you can pull out, but it might not be so easy. So he says, so that was the question. There seems to be also, is there any way out here? So he has a pshat. He says, tshuva, da ahuvi. Shalom chaim alon shayim matzvichim shishim connected kol abatzel, ki im connected malach makim, shenaga abatzel. But you don't need shishim the whole, connected the whole onion, just the part where the knife touched. So the abatzel monasas tevelo chaticha disura da kolim shenosno b'cholov yakul heter. Whereas here, in other words, the concept of chaticha nasas tevelo is only by darver iser. If you have a fleshic knife and now becomes, and you cut the onion, so it's only that mokum is going to become fleshic, and you don't say nas is the vela, because it's not a vela, it's only fleshic. So you only have to mevatel the tam habosar balua. Einanu yodim kamahu. Kach anu masharim kineged mokum hasakin. So you have to tam. Yosim osos chaticha shosakin shenaga b'botzel shchach arshosakin godol v'chatach b'chulo v'botzel hiktana. As anu sharim neged habotzel v'al koponim hatam shenichnas b'asakin toch habotzel yevshal yosim me'abotzel arshosakin godol ma'od sof dover shekishachatach habotzel b'sakin shal botzel shuheter lo shayich lo mashah botzel masas dover chaticha disur. Kach shish b'kter shalchol shishim levatel Tam habosar habalua. So he's assuming that it's a little bit, right? It's only the mokam masakin. So it could be like this. That the meat in the thing is gonna go out into the milk and become bottom. So he says basically, you don't say nasas nevela. So nevela, all the meat is gonna come from the bottle into the milk of the bottle. So now you can eat the whole thing. Because here it's not a question of iser. See, by a dover iser, you can't assume the whole thing came out. Here's a dover heter. It's just meat. So meat, you can assume all the meat came out into the milk and his bottle. And you only have the vatel kenegadis. So Mimela, he's saying that you don't say Hanan by a dover mutter. And then this idea of the Rashba, that maybe some stayed in. Oh, so we'll have to see. In other words, if you assume that it's like a din, that something that's usur, always usur, but here was never usur, it was just fleshik. It says fleshik. So the mele, you can assume all the fleshik came out and went into the milk in his bottle. That's this Maram Lublin. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look. Here, but Salim or Yerokos on page 18. Salim or Yerokos, Shabaluim, Ibasar. Lichna Bukdeva Choleves, Imidu Kama Bosa Balu, but Salim or Yerokos ain't Sark Shishim or Kenegan Abosa. So Shaykh or Hatikh Nasas the Veil, however, dying cool heter. Kachin tzarach l'shari rak neged mashabolo kol shekem gedeir shal chol shal bishlo in mayim b'toch heis leis. So memele it doesn't become there's no din of Chanan. then the Shach quotes the tshuva of Ram Lublin. Yeshishim keneged habosar balu b'batzel as afa batzel mutter. Afa pi shall no nimcha v'nismaich in tzorach lafrisho. But then he says, if you use a sack in shalisser, that's a different story. Then you say chanan. And then it's a dover isser. And once a dover isser, it doesn't become mutter. So if you used a sack in shal cholov, shal basar rather, and you put it into the omelet that has milk, then everything will be okay, Maram Lubin says, because all the cholov will come out, and nothing will become masa. It'll be batal. And even the cholov is going to be mutter. Even the cholov will be mutter, the batz will be mutter, will all be mutter. But if it's dover isser, so then the dover isser remains isser. And then you can't assume that it all comes out. So the mela.
This is some like the ran. And the rafta.
What? Say.
It's not
all
probably on
Tana.
Whether you take
an
arm or tell you whether or not
after the self was going to be awesome.
Yeah, but.
You might also
but if you say like the Rashba.
It was the Isser, then it would still. You still don't know. It came out.
Let me show you. Also, Rabbi Kivager. On page 20. So he says over these dinim. So if it's a din in Chanan, Chati Chanan says Avela, so then it's shaykh to be mechalik between a Dover Isser and a Dover Heter. He says, "Because Mokam Shukoshim of time by the Machkosh, the Yisur Bolo, Harmin Niska, the Nifla Rabolo, Shukosh, the Behemam, or Niska, ought to be keep it Halal, Haflit, Heter, Velo Isser." In other words, the din is once something's asur, it's asur. But by heter, you don't have such a thing. Heter is heter. But the question is, if you hold like the Rashba, then it's a question of the Metzius. Then you hold them to nispat and nisha b'shoved. That's the harbor nisha b'tochel. So if that's the pshat, that is. So then what right do you have to assume that all the fleishik came out? Maybe some fleishik. But if you assume that it's only in Chanan, and it's all totally in Chanan, and we assume everything comes out. The only thing is, do you say Chanan or don't you say Chanan? So by just a fleishik onion, so if you assume everything comes out, and there's no isser here, so everything came out. So that I understand the Maram Lublin very well. But once you assume, like the Rashba, that it's a din in Metzius, that I don't have a right to assume everything came out, so there's no difference between isser and heter. Atu bekipi tali lemihafle heter velo isser. So if you're assuming that all the isser came out, then not all the heter came out. So then you have to assume that the fleishik, some fleishik stayed in. Then you have to assume milk goes in and then the onion became awesome. So if you assume that, we assume that everything comes out, it's just we have a din of chatich and nasas nevela, so then you make a difference between heter and isser. And that's what the Maram Lublin is saying. But are we choshish, saying, aren't we choshish for the Rashba? That, that has this different knetch that assumes that it's a din in the Metzias. If a din in the Metzias, then he says he doesn't understand. Then the Maram Lublin, his pshat is not going to be so oisgehalten, because then you have to assume that it's, you don't know how much stayed in. So maybe it's still stayed in and became osu. So how could he eat that that onion? That onion should be basar b'cholof. That's his kasha. And then I told you Rav Salvechik's thinking about Ein Bli Abel Tchilas HaTaruvus, that Rabbi Klonsberg wrote up here to explain this din. And it could be like someone suggests maybe that's what the Beis Yosef was saying, but I don't know. As I said to you last time, I think as Rav Salvechik himself pointed out in the last time that Rabbi Klonsberg had so many more rise the other way, that I'd rather not. And say this din, well, the Beis Yosef is only a din de Rabbanan, and not to say any big yisod, then bitulo b'tchila satarovas, and all like that. Okay, so this is Efshel Sachto. And there was a fellow, Rabbi Ben Chaim, was giving a bechina to somebody in Yoredeya. So the first question he asked him in the bechina was, what's the din of Efshel Sachto? So if you ever get a bechina from Rabbi Ben Chaim in Yoredeya, yeah, this is the packet that you should. Okay, so Bez Hashem, Wednesday we'll have the last shiur from before Pesach. And I would recommend over Pesach maybe chazer a little bit. We had some couple of hefty shiurim, and it keeps going. So if you have some time to at least get a kinyan on the things that we did till now, so